Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finally, we know for sure GTA 6 is coming. Eventually. With this being the case, Rockstar should be taking some inspiration from recent games, looking at what to do and what not to do when it comes to making the next installments for the Grand Theft Auto series. Now, I have no doubts that GTA 6 will be a groundbreaking success, given the reputation Rockstar have garnered and Red Dead 2 being one of the greatest games of all time. However, it's been a long time since GTA 5 dropped back in 2013, and there have been plentiful advancements in gaming in that time. One would certainly hope that over the last 7 years, Rockstar haven't just been designing Red Dead and sticking new microtransactions into GTA Online. We'd like to think they've done some research too. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 10 specific lessons GTA 6 must learn from recent games. 10. Launching an unfinished product will earn you infamy. This first entry is aimed solely towards the inevitable GTA Online. When GTA 5 released, its story was fully written. There were little to no in-game bugs that needed to be patched out, and players could chuck it on and pretty much enjoy it in full as soon as they got their hands on it. The same could not be said for GTA 5 Online, sadly. Before it became the gaming powerhouse that it is today, GTA 5 Online launched to a sea of unreliable servers, extensive queues to join games, an opening mission that players were unable to finish, and a lack of content for those who were lucky enough to make it into the game. This was mostly forgiven due to the market's trust in Rockstar, the innovation we were sure to see, and the continued commitment made by the developer to regularly update the service. However, it ain't 2013 anymore. To avoid fan backlash on the level of Fallout 76, Rockstar must hold off on GTA 6 Online until it's ready to break new ground in the online market. 9. Smaller, focused maps beat large, empty spaces. Bigger is not always better. Rockstar maps, especially in the more recent years, have been large and expansive, but have made sure there's always something to do that makes traveling worthwhile. GTA has winding streets and long highways that are perfect for shaking cops or taking them on high-speed pursuits. Red Dead 2 was full of random encounters that enriched the traveling experience. However, we've seen games crop up since GTA 5 that have assumed a big map is all that they need to be a success. Games like Fuel, The Crew, and the Xenoblade Chronicles series have proven that a large, empty space is no fun and becomes a hindrance to gameplay as opposed to a benefit. GTA 6 will undoubtedly have a huge map, especially given that it'll be on a next-gen console. But let's hope that they keep up the good work and don't fall into the same lazy tropes as some of the games I just mentioned. 8. Single player is back. Despite many people screaming that the single player gaming era is dead, games like Spider-Man, Jedi Fallen Order, God of War, and Rockstar's own Red Dead Redemption 2 have proven that there's still a yearning for these experiences, in addition to online multiplayer showdowns. The unprecedented demand for Last of Us Part 2 and Cyberpunk 2077 further emphasizes the fact that these types of games are still widely popular. GTA Online has been a monumental financial success, but this should not stand in the way of future single-player installments. The fact that there was never any single-player DLC released for GTA 5, and that we still haven't seen any for Red Dead 2, can lead to concerns about Rockstar's attitude towards single-player gaming. Let's be real, Rockstar have some of the best video game writers on the planet under their belt, and we hope that they continue to be utilized to their full potential. Online is a very lucrative extra, but it's not why we fell in love with the franchise. 7. Stick to a well-written and semi-realistic offline campaign. It's unlikely that GTA 6 is going to have the same dark, gritty realism to it that Red Dead 2 did. After all, this was attempted in GTA 4 and received a lukewarm reception at best. That being said, stellar writing has always played a large part in Rockstar's most successful games. This is a developer held to a well-earned high standard, and they should definitely look to keep that trend going. But there is still room for improvement. For example, barring Trevor, GTA 5's character roster was nothing to write home about. Red Dead's, in stark contrast, was phenomenal. These characters helped build towards some of the greatest storytelling in gaming history, with each and every one of them bringing something to the table. Whilst there will almost certainly be a lighter tone in GTA 6, the writing should still be taken seriously in an attempt to deliver a modern-day crime thriller that can stand proudly next to the Wild West alternative. Sure, you can still have the flying cars armed with rocket launchers, but leave it to the online games if you're going to include them again. 6. One playable character can be more fulfilling than 3. GTA 5's innovative choice to have 3 protagonists was a bit of a hit and miss. Whilst it did successfully offer a unique, multi-perspective approach to the story, alongside different characters to fit different playstyles, it was also harder for the player to make a strong connection to each of the characters. Sure, it was fun playing as Trevor, mowing down pedestrians in your underwear and ranting about hipsters, but that was often counterbalanced when playing as Michael and doing yoga, or playing as Franklin and driving a painstakingly slow Trotuk. With so much chopping and changing between characters, it felt like we didn't get enough time with each of them as individuals, despite the lengthy campaign. To once again compare it with Red Dead 2, it's fair to say that the hours spent with Arthur Morgan were more memorable. 5. Improved traversal and combat mechanics. Over the past couple of decades, most of us will have grown accustomed to a little Rockstar jank. Although functional, both GTA and Red Dead combat systems are undeniably clunky. Cover is one of the worst offenders within these systems, with the player character regularly refusing to move to the most logical spot and instead snapping to the side of an object that leaves them completely in the open. In fact, when it came to GTA 5, the shooting seemed to have taken a step back from GTA 4. Sure, the aiming was slightly improved, but weapons were far less weighty than the previous entry, and shooting limbs no longer had any uses. Whilst we may have accepted buggy games in the past, Fallout 76 has shown that the community has grown weary of them. It doesn't matter how charming your development studio is anymore, the market will no longer stand for dated and broken engines. AAA gaming has grown too expensive for me to put up with that nonsense. However, given the many years Rockstar have had since releasing GTA 5, it's reasonable to expect a vast improvement in the next installment. 4. Decision-making should be impactful. Decision-making in the GTA franchise has always taken a bit of a backseat. GTA 4 had you choose whether or not to work with Dimitri, whilst GTA 5 had you choose if you should kill off one of the 3 playable characters, but neither of these had huge impacts on the actual game. Both resulted in the characters potentially being killed off, but it happened right at the end of their campaigns. Red Dead 2, however, yes, we're going to be talking about it again, did make player choices impactful, with the decisions Arthur made having heavy influence on how the remainder of the story would play out. Now, nobody is going to want a morality system in a game like GTA, but that doesn't mean that story-impacting decisions shouldn't be included. Game-changing player choices can substantially increase the game's replay value, as well as making your character's journey feel more like, well, your character's journey, giving us all the more reason to sink an unhealthy number of hours into GTA 6. 3. Your reputation should follow you. So, if Rockstar do take on the idea to include more decision-making in GTA 6, these decisions should also have a direct impact on the player character's reputation. Here we would experience both the rewards and the consequences of our interactions with the world. They did a pretty good job at delivering such a system in Red Dead 2, where townsfolk, gangs, and the law would recognize you and remember how you behaved last time you paid a visit to the area. GTA could expand on this model, resulting in some areas having an increased likelihood of you being attacked or arrested, and others where you're more protected or considered untouchable by the police, depending on which sides you've chosen, which hands you've shaken, which backs you've stabbed, and so on. Reputations and factions have been popular across multiple genres of recent games. Mafia 3, The Outer Worlds, and Greedfall all had systems in place where you could side with one group while villainizing another, or even attempt to play all sides as some kind of pseudo-diplomat. It was cool, and it would work great in the GTA universe. 2. Side quests that are as engaging as main story missions. Okay, let's take off those rose-tinted nostalgia goggles and admit to ourselves and each other that side missions have never been GTA's strong suit. However, things in this area are looking promising, as we've seen with, yes, talking about it again, Red Dead 2. The missions in that game featured exciting action, deeper character development, and extensive world building to accompany the main story. So, once again, we hope that Rockstar can take some pointers from their own property alongside good examples from external products. In 2015, The Witcher 3 came along and raised the standards for video game side quests forever. Sadly, for lazy game developers everywhere, fetch quests, escort missions, and collectathons were no longer going to cut it. The market decided it preferred a capped number of well-written stories to limitless procedurally generated dungeon crawls. Players now expect their side missions to be every bit as rewarding as the main story, if not even more so. If GTA 6 is gonna be the smash hit that pretty much everyone wants it to be, it'll need to do more than just nail its core story and offer engaging and exciting opportunities to do when you're just hanging out on the sidelines too. 1. Nobody likes microtransactions! Alright, okay, so this isn't breaking any ground, but it's still a hill that I am willing to die on. We don't want microtransactions. Time and time again, this point falls on deaf ears, and we see games being universally panned as a result. Just look at Battlefront 2, NBA 2K20, Modern Warfare Remastered, or pretty much any AAA online franchise which has released an installment in the last few years. These online games have gone from being fun, competitive experiences on a balanced playing field, to pay-to-win, utter trash with painfully slow grinds for those who wish to earn their upgrades by actually playing the game they've paid for. GTA Online started out well in 2013, but as the years rolled on, the economy was annihilated with the introduction of those godforsaken shark cards. To paint Red Dead 2 in a negative light for the first time on this list, we saw the same economic problems with its online components too. Given how unpopular Red Dead Online is in comparison to GTA, it's clear how sour the reception will be if GTA 6 Online launches with similar issues. Now, I do understand that real money is needed to keep the servers running, but please just earn it through cosmetics or substantial DLC, not with OP weapons and flying tanks that children have to steal their mum's credit cards to use. And there you have it, folks, 10 specific lessons GTA 6 must learn from recent games. Feel free to drop this video a like if you enjoyed it, and drop me a follow on Twitter at YouSlyDogU. I'm Will for What Culture, thanks for hanging out, and I'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.